Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The National Sprint League is coming to the Knoxville Raceway. What does it mean for racing and for the community? Let's go in-depth with Bill Wright with the Knoxville Raceway and the National Sprint League. So, Bill, tell me about this new National Sprint League.
Well, the National Sprint League was developed by Todd Quering of Big Game Tree Stands up in Minnesota. And Todd had the goal and vision of building 410 sprint car racing here in the Midwest. And that's what we're really trying to do, is build 410 sprint car racing here. The key to it all was getting Knoxville Raceway involved and really being the heart and soul of the Sprint League. So we have four races scheduled at the Knoxville Raceway, and that was a real key. And then we could go out and schedule more races. We're approaching 30 races right now on our schedule, and we're really excited about 2015. Todd has put up $350,000 as a point fund, with the winner getting $75,000 for our series. And we're really excited about the prospects, the opportunities, who's maybe going to come in and run this series in the Midwest. We've already got some big name drivers signed up. Danny Lasoski, who's in the Hall of Fame already, will be driving the Big Game Tree Stands car. We have Dusty Zomer, who will be driving the Buffalo Wild Wings 82. We have Brian Brown in the Casey's General Stores FVP number 21. We have Terry McCarl, the seven-time Knoxville track champ and eight-time Huset's track champion. And we also have Ian Madsen, our defending Knoxville Raceway champion. He's signed up as well. And those were our first five to get signed up. And I think we're going to see more big names come in to this series. And it's just really exciting right now.
All right. And one of the goals was to provide more places for people that regularly come to Knoxville to race sort of around the Knoxville events. Is that right?
That's correct. Everything is based around the Knoxville schedule. So we won't be racing any nights where the Knoxville Raceway is racing. In fact, if they have a rain date for a certain race, we will have a plan B as far as not racing on that night. So that's the real key. And like I said before, Knoxville Raceway is really the heart and soul. You know, I work at Knoxville Raceway. You know, some of our employees work at Knoxville Raceway with the National Sprint League. So that's important for us and for our drivers who are going for a championship here at Knoxville as well.
All right, now I have to say this because some people are thinking this, is that Newton said that too. Remember that?
Right.
When they set up that they weren't going to compete, but they ended up competing with Knoxville, right?
Right. They're not running sprint cars on dirt, though, either. Mm-hmm. So they have a little bit of different fan base up in Newton. We have a lot of the same fans, and I can't say that it's really helped that we run head-to-head. But some of our best nights in the history of the 360 Nationals have come in the last couple of years when we've been running head-to-head. So it's unfortunate, but that's not our aim at all. Like I said, not only are the drivers involved in Knoxville Raceway, but a lot of the employees are involved in Knoxville Raceway too. So, not our intention to go head-to-head at all. In fact, we're trying to build racing at the Knoxville Raceway. I think we're going to bring in some competitors from other parts of the country to run weekly at Knoxville that wouldn't normally do that or might just come in and race once in a while. They might be racing on a weekly basis from what we hear. So that's going to be a benefit and a boon to Knoxville Raceway. It's also going to be a benefit to our neighboring series. The IRA races up in Wisconsin. We're going to have a couple races co-sanctioned with them. The Midwest Open Wheel Association down in Illinois, we have a couple races co-sanctioned with them as well. You know, I was on the phone with the World of Outlaws quite a bit as we were doing our scheduling. So we're scheduling around their dates when they're in the Midwest, so we're not conflicting with them as well. So we're trying to just build the 410 sprint car racing here in the Midwest first and foremost, but across the country as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bill Wright about the National Sprint League. And this is a 410 league?
This is a 410 sprint. Yep, 410 cubic inch limit on the engines. And just like Knoxville, we have the same rules as Knoxville. We're going to have the same point structure. And we're working on a format as well that's going to be pretty similar to what we see on a weekly basis in Knoxville. So,
you want to integrate Knoxville and sort of grow Knoxville and the whole and the other communities, because it would seem that the people that mm-hmm. come to Knoxville, if they have other opportunities to race on different nights, that would bring in more people. Is that more drivers? Is that the goal?
I think so. I mean, we have a couple of weeks where we even have two or three races on a Thursday and Friday that kind of lead into Knoxville, or we have 1 week in July where we're going to have Tuesday, Thursday, Friday that leads it to Knoxville. So I think that's going to bring both drivers and possibly fans in the area who are going to follow those races, kind of like a speed week sort of thing. We have Southern Iowa Sprint Week, obviously, where Knoxville kind of dominates that, but we're going to have some other kind of mini speed weeks that Knoxville will be a part of, not only for the fans, but for the drivers who come in and want to race a few races in a row.
And so what are some of these other communities
that we're racing at?
Yeah.
In Iowa, we've got the Crawford County Speedway in Denison. We're going to announce tomorrow the Hancock Speedway, County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. We have the Clay County Fair Speedway in Spencer. We have the 34 Raceway in Burlington. Not far from us, we have Moberly, Missouri. We have Farmington, Missouri. We have Jacksonville, Illinois. We have two races at Eagle Raceway in Nebraska, which isn't far across the border. We have three races at the I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska, which is right across the border. Park Jefferson, South Dakota is across the border from Sioux City. We have four races at the Huset Speedway up near Sioux Falls. And then we have four races at Jackson Speedway in Minnesota. So none of these raceways are really that far from the Iowa border, you know, getting across. And we have a lot of race fans that come to Knoxville from these neighboring states, too. So, and these neighboring areas. And a lot of these tracks have weekly shows, sprint shows, or they run a lot of sprint specials. So the fans in those areas will be sprint car fans as well. And like I said, I think it's going to lead fans and grow 410 racing in the Midwest here. I think we have seven states represented, so we're not going too far yet. We're going far enough where we can build the fan base, I think.
Is there any concern, say, about, I don't know, Tuesday night or Wednesday night races, whenever you're thinking about them, getting attendance?
Absolutely, and that's something we have to work with the tracks on, and we have been working with the tracks on that. Ideally, for our drivers, you know, they'd like to hang around the weekends. We only have a couple instances where we're hitting a Tuesday or a Thursday. One is during county fair times in July, and a lot of the promoters, that's the best time to put a race on is during their county fair, because they're going to get a captive audience there in a way that they're going to come out and see the races, and that might bring the casual fan, and that's what we want to do. You know, our avid fans are going to be there. We want to introduce the casual fans to sprint car racing as well. One other Thursday night, we kind of have a two-night deal in Missouri where we have a Thursday at Farmington, Missouri, and a Friday at Moberly. And those are really the only midweek type shows that we have planned. The rest are Fridays, Sundays, part. And we do have a lot of races. In fact, almost half of our races are either after Knoxville's over with their season championship here in the end of August, or before it starts on April 18th. So that's another good thing is we're not going to oversaturate the season as far as Knoxville goes too. So that'll help them as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bill Wright about the National Sprint League. It would seem that it would generate interest in these other communities for them to come and for the fans to come and visit Knoxville.
Absolutely. And I think Knoxville is going to have a big opportunity to sell what they do to these other communities. When we bring the drivers that race in these other communities and other places, and give them an opportunity to come to a facility, the greatest facility in the world here in Knoxville, and to see those drivers compete on this level, not only on a weekly basis, but at the Knoxville Nationals as well. I think it's just going to grow that as well, and the fan base.
I'm trying to think of all the benefits of this. And all right, first, increased competition, better racing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to increase competition. We've seen that on a weekly basis at Knoxville, especially the past two seasons. It's just been cutthroat in the 410 division, back and forth, and you never know what's going on. And the level of the teams has risen so much, and other drivers have risen to that level. And you see when the World Outlaws come in, how good that our local drivers are competing with them. You know, it used to be you'd give the top five spots to the Outlaws. You know, now you see local guys like Terry McCarl and Brian Brown, and last year it was Craig Delansky, and Davey Heskin and Justin Henderson, you know, at the Nationals, Mark Dobmeier, and you see these drivers are right there on the podium with if not winning, with the Outlaws. So I think this is only going to further that, because it's going to give more seat time, which is really important for a driver and is the biggest advantage the Outlaws have when they come in. If they've raced 40 races compared to a guy at Knoxville who's raced 5 or 8 times or whatever, you know, they're going to have a big advantage. But if they have a few races where they can get some seat time, and not only on the half mile, but at different sizes of tracks, that's really important for a driver as well. So I think it's going to raise the level of competition, not only locally, but when the World Outlaws come into our region as well.
More interesting racing, more opportunities for our drivers, because mm-hmm. they'll have more opportunities to race locally and learn and grow, and more opportunities to bring more fans in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And so it seems like a win-win-win, like everybody wins with this proposition. Everybody loves more people from out of town coming in, helping.
Yep.
Knoxville Raceway is already a huge economic engine for the county, and you're just talking about growing that.
Exactly. Yep. And that's a good point. You know, no one knows the millions of dollars it brings to the community. You know, they don't always think about that. You know, they think about, oh, we have all these people coming to town and maybe causing trouble or something. But the opposite's the case. You know, it's such an economic boon here that I don't know that it's taken advantage of as much as it can be. Sometimes, you know, going other places and seeing other things, but I think obviously it's a tremendous economic advantage, not only to the county but the state of Iowa, and I think you saw that when the state of Iowa said, you know, we want you to develop Knoxville Raceway, you know, with this expansion. And that's another exciting thing going on at the Knoxville Raceway, is working towards that expansion project they have. So I think this is only going to, like you said, I think it's only going to benefit that. And our plan is, you know, we want to bring more people to town. We want to bring more people to sprint car racing. And if they come to sprint car racing, they're definitely going to come to the dirt track, or the sprint car capital of the world.
So what do our community leaders, I'm sure that you've thought about, how can our community leaders, our business leaders, our government mm-hmm. officials across the county, how can, and just we fans, how can we all help make this happen?
I think the Chamber of Commerce at Knoxville does a tremendous job during the Nationals with all the things that they do as far as providing housing for people coming in. You know, a lot of people don't know that there are host families during the Nationals that welcome fans in, and fans from around the world can go to the Chamber of Commerce and they can usually help them out with that sort of thing. So I think our local leaders overall do a tremendous job already. I think maybe business-wise, some of the businesses are great about having some revenue opportunities during those times. Of course, on a local level, we have the garage sales all over during the Nationals. But I think some of the businesses might be able to take a better advantage of getting some revenue during the Nationals. But over the years, you know, there have been so many initiatives and things around town here. I just think Knoxville is a great host for it. I think it does a great job, but maybe some of the surrounding communities could get on board as well. You know, I know Pella sells out their hotels during that time. What could they do to bring more people downtown? same in the Des Moines area, say in other places. I think there's a lot of opportunities for revenue in these areas.
So are you thinking about it? It just dawned on me, this is sort of like mm-hmm. when the National Sprint League comes to town for your races. Is mm-hmm. this sort of going to be like a mini nationals?
Not necessarily a mini nationals. I think there's a mini nationals every weekly show at Knoxville, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. And I think you're going to see, generally you're going to see the same drivers, but the format may be a little different. There may be two or three drivers that aren't racing weekly at Knoxville that may be a part of it. But I think generally it's just important for us to be a part of the Knoxville schedule. A couple of those races are going to have a little bit of a boost in the purse with $5,000 to win. So that's going to be a difference. And I think you're going to see excitement from fans of the National Sprint League as well, who want to come in and see Knoxville and see how the drivers do here on a weekly basis as well. So, like I said, I think it's going to bring more drivers on a weekly basis, but it's yet to be seen how many different drivers we'll have on a National Sprint League night than a regular weekly show. I think Knoxville is going to have these drivers on a weekly basis for the most part.
Thanks to Bill Wright for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.